This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3145 for Friday, the 21st of August 2020. Today's show is entitled A Light Bulb Moment, Part 1. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 11 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is finding the working voltage of a bulb.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Why don't you just pick up a microphone, any recording device, and send something in. Sure, you must have something that's worthwhile sending in. If I can do that sort of thing, I'm so sure you can. Right now, I'm sure a lot of you will have a bit more spare time on your hands because of the thing that's going on, the thing that I won't talk about. Anyway, on with the show. So this podcast came about because of an email I received from our good friend Dave Morris on the 4th of March, no less. This is currently the 30th of March, so it's taken me a wee while to pull this show together, and heaven knows when this will actually get uploaded. But anyway, the upshot of it was that Dave came into possession of an illuminated lantern that he wanted to use. He had a problem, however, as the lantern in question was sealed, and he didn't know the working voltage of the bulb within. He asked me if there was a way of working it out. Well, first of all, before I go any further, I should probably say I'm not a bulb expert. However, I set about doing a little investigating. What I discovered was that calculating this is not as straightforward as you might think. One thing you might think to do is to use a meter to measure the resistance of the bulb. Even doing this, however, is fraught with difficulty because measuring the resistance of a cold bulb not working at temperature will give a misleading answer. This is because the resistance of a standard bulb changes with temperature. I can demonstrate this by measuring the resistance of two bulbs I have lying around the house. So the first bulb I have is a clear traditional Baynet tungsten filament house bulb. Rated at 40 watts. I live in the UK, so its operating voltage is 240 volts. I use my trusty Fluke 77 digital ohmmeter, but any meter capable of measuring resistance will do. The bulb at room temperature measured a resistance of 108 ohms. The other bulb was a halogen E14 screw-in bulb, rated at 28 watts. And its operating voltage, like the previous bulb, was 240 volts. Its measured resistance at room temperature was 144 ohms. Okay, so from this we can do a few calculations. There's a couple of formulae that that we could put to use. There's the standard Ohm's law, VIR, and the power PVI sort of thing. So what I've done is I've drawn this diagram, the diagrams for the two formulae, and I'll include that in the show notes. These were created using LibreOffice Draw version 6.0.7.3. It's not too bad, actually. I haven't really tried anything like that before, so that was a bit of fun. So an easy way of dealing with these formulae is to, and I'll describe the diagrams that I've created. If you think of an equilateral triangle, is a big word, and so you've got this triangle and you split it horizontally with a line, so you've got two sections, you've got an upper section and a lower section. It's a horizontal line that bisects the equilateral triangle in the midpoint. Does that make sense? Now, on the bottom, in the bottom area, bottom section, draw a vertical line to split that lower section in two. So you now have three areas: a top, a bottom left, and a bottom right. In the top, you put a V for volts. On the bottom left, you put an I for current or amps, and in the bottom right, you put an R for resistance in ohms. So we know the voltage and we know the resistance. What we don't know is the current. So, you know, with one of these diagrams, what you do is, if you want to know the current, you stick your thumb over the I, and what's left is the V on the top and the R underneath. So it's V divided by R. So 240 volts divided by R, which is 108 ohms, that comes out with a current of 2.2 amps. So that bulb, if it had a steady resistance of 108 ohms, would in theory draw 2.2 amps. Now, the next formula, which, again, the same triangle, but you put different letters on it. You put P, V, and I. P for power, which is measured in watts, that's in the top segment. The bottom left segment, you put V for volts. And the bottom right, you put I for current. So, putting your thumb over the P, the top section, you can find that by multiplying V times I. So that's 240 volts times 2.2 amps, because remember we already calculated that, and that comes out at 528 watts. Well, that's not quite right, is it? 528 watt bulb? I don't think so. I think it was a 660 watt. What did I say? 40 watt, in fact. So that's complete nonsense. So what happens is, as the resistance of the bulb, sorry, as the temperature of the bulb goes up, the resistance also goes up. So you can't do that. Again, we'll do it for the halogen one as well. So we've got 240 volts V divided by R. It's 240 volts divided by 144 ohms. That comes in at 1.7 amps. That's for the halogen one. So then you go to the second formula, which is V times I for the power or watts. So that's 240 volts times 1.7, and that comes out at 408 watts. Again, rubbish, that's not any good. So I did a wee bit digging around, and as per usual, I used Google and came up with somebody who asked a very similar sort of questions on candlepowerforums.com. They obviously specialise in electrical bulbs and whatnot. I'd only kind of glanced at that. I don't know what their forte is, but yeah, it seems like there's a forum for just about anything you can think of. And so one person on, I'll put that link in the show notes, obviously. One person on the forum made the point that there really isn't such a thing as a working voltage. It just depends on how long you want the bulb to last. For this reason, I always turn down the brightness on any car I own that has dimmable dashboard lights. Changing these bulbs can be a real pain and can be expensive. Sometimes the stated working voltage for a bulb can be misleading. For example, a car bulb will often state a working voltage of 12 volts, but is likely to be running at a higher voltage when the engine is running due to the operation of the car's alternator. Another person suggested trying to estimate the length of the filament and using this to determine the working voltage. Yet somebody else suggested just using a variable supply and to just slowly increase the voltage until a reasonable amount of light is generated. This might be quite simple if it's a low voltage bulb, and you could even use some batteries lying around, connecting them in series, adding one batch at a time until the required brightness is achieved. It isn't so simple if the bulb requires a higher voltage. In the end, I just passed this information on to Dave, wishing him luck in his path to discovering the optimal working voltage for his lantern. Feel free to write a comment if any of you out there have any other ideas on finding the working voltage of a bulb. This way it can be shared with the rest of us during the community news. Better still, send in your own show. So there we go. That's the end of this podcast. This will probably just but might well be a multi-part show, because there's quite a bit to bulbs. I'll maybe cover them in later shows, so stay tuned. Anyway, thanks for listening to this, and I hope you found it kind of interesting. And if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.